Back in 2000, when President Bill Clinton was visiting Moscow at the end of his term, I asked him, how would America see Russia joining NATO? I would not give you all the details of that conversation, but the reaction to my conversation looked, well, very reserved, let me put it this way. And how did Americans really look at this possibility? You can see it in their practical steps in regard to our country, open support of the terrorists in North Caucasus, ignoring our demands and our concerns in the security area, withdrawing from the treaties, arms treaties, and so on and so forth. It still begs the question, why? Why did they do that? What for? Okay, you don't want to see friend in us, an ally in us, but why do you want to make an enemy out of us? The only answer that we got was, it's not about our political regime or anything else, it's just they don't need such a big and independent country as Russia. So that's the answer to all the questions. That's the source of traditional American policy they pursue in the Russian track. That's why they react like this to all our proposals about security. You only need to look at the map to see how did the Western countries keep their word about non-expansion of NATO eastwards. They just lied to us. We had five waves of NATO expansion. In 1999, Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary were joined NATO. In 2004, Bulgaria, Estonia, Lithuania, Slovakia, Romania, and Slovenia. In 2009, Albania and Croatia. In 2017, Montenegro. And 2020, North Macedonia.